The Barbershop Conference aims to change the conversation around gender equality by encouraging men and boys worldwide to stand up for the rights of women and girls. As the name implies, it uses the concept of the neighborhood barbershop as its model. Barbershops are where men go to get a haircut or a shave, but they also provide a space where guys of all ages and from all backgrounds can speak freely and share their opinions. They're also where ideas about what it means to be a man are often learned and reinforced. Henry MacDonald is Suriname's ambassador to the United Nations.
Today we are proud that more and more barbershop-type events, conferences, and initiatives are being recognized all over the world. These events not only advocate for gender equality, but also provide a more introspective space for men to question their own role, their own privileges, and most importantly, their own responsibilities towards gender equality.
This session of the Barbershop Conference saw the launch of the second State of the World's Fathers Report on men's participation in unpaid care work, such as looking after children and other family members. Fathers play a critical role in early childhood development, as the UN Children's Fund, UNICEF, highlighted in a recent Twitter campaign where football star David Beckham and other celebrity fathers joined men all over the world in sharing photos of their everyday interactions with their children. Gary Barker is president and CEO of ProMundo, which works to address unequal power dynamics between men and women, and a co-author of the report.
There is no country on the world that has achieved equality of men and boys doing 50% of the daily care work, in spite of all the years that we have been talking about it. No country, likewise, has achieved equality in women's participation in the paid workplace and women's pay compared to men, again, in spite of years of making noise about this and policies in place.
The report lists an 11-point action plan to break down barriers. Recommendations include providing paid leave for all caregivers and supporting lower-income families with childcare. Progress also involves challenging notions of what exactly constitutes men's work and women's work.
If we continue to construct this idea that care of others is a female task, then we need to work very hard to undo that and make it be seen as a human task that all of us need to do. If we can figure out ways to empower our daughters to be in spaces that were once considered men's spaces, we can certainly work at helping our sons understand that caregiving is something that we expect of them as well.
That was Gary Barker, a co-author of the State of the World's Fathers Report, speaking at the second Barbershop Conference held at the UN in New York. Deanne Penn, United Nations.